And we're live. Hi, how are you? Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat. Today we're talking about the question of how often you should contact your list of customers, clients, and prospects. It's this ongoing question, right, of you don't want to contact them too much and get them burnt out and get them to, you know, angry with you and thinking you're a spammer, but you want to contact them enough to where they feel connected and know about you and know about the offers that you have on the table for them. So how do you find that balance? We're going to talk about it today. Welcome. I am Michelle Peterson. I'm a direct response copywriter, a marketing consultant, and coach. I'm the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and I've been in this industry as a copywriter for going on 8 years now. And it's always been that question of how often do you contact, how often do you email, how often do you mail, how often now do you text, how often do you post on social, how often, right? And, you know, when you talk to the big companies, the giants, the marketing giants, they will tell you if you're not emailing every day, then you're leaving money on the table. You talk to the smaller clients and they're like, you know, I just can't do it. I don't want to burn out my customers. I don't want to outstay my welcome. You know, so there's this big disconnect between the people who, the marketing giants who have tested and proven that mailing every day does in fact work. And of course, now you are talking there with a big list versus the small guy who has that innate fear of offending their list. So here's the real easy answer. You should be contacting your list as often as you have something to say, as often as you have something that's valuable to say, and not just valuable to you, but valuable to them. Wow, what a concept, right? How easy does that make it? You should be contacting them by email, by text, by messenger, by video, by however you want to contact them or connect with them, as often as you have something that they consider valuable. Let me give you an example that came up just recently. I was working with one of my coaching clients, and she is in direct sales. She is a Mary Kay rep, and she's saying, you know, how December she has stopped doing a lot of the outreach, a lot of like the new facials and the new, you know, party type marketing efforts, because in December there's so much going on and she has a family, a large family that she likes to be involved with, and you know, she doesn't want to miss any of the family events or activities, and she wants to take care of herself, and so she does kind of scale back that part of her business in December. However, December really is a big month for sales. And by big month, I don't mean like it's huge, but it's a steady month given that she has scaled back all of her other efforts. And so I suggested to her that, you know, how can you still support those sales and make it a big month where you're getting ready and laying the groundwork to go forward into the new year and finish the calendar year out strong. How do you do that and make a balance of scaling back the time you're spending? And so I suggested to her, that she outreach or she contact her list with text. She is one who already texts her list. as a way of connecting with them. And so it was a good fit. And then, but also it's more, it's not as labor intensive, right? It doesn't take as much time. There's not as much time involved in that. So what she had come across was another consultant who was doing the 12 days of Christmas, where there was a different special each day. And she says, well, you know, I could totally do that. But do you think that it will be too much? Do you think that hearing from me every day will be too much? And of course I said, well, no, I don't think so, but I don't know for sure because I don't know your clientele. I don't know your list. I don't know how they react to you. So let's test it, right? The magic words in marketing. Let's test it. Because really, guys, without testing your own list, your own market, your own audience, you don't know, right? You know what the answer should be based on the proven results of other marketers, even other marketers in the same industry. But you really do not know until you test it. So I said, well, why don't we just try it out and see how it goes? So she did. And I talked to her again just yesterday, and she says, you know, it's been really great. I have gotten really great response from it. And she says, and not just responding to the special that I had for the day, people are contacting me and just placing other orders as well. And I said, well, isn't that awesome? I'm so glad it's working for you. And the reason that it's working is because she's staying in front of them. She's staying top of mind with them, right? So you get the text and you say, oh, okay, so that's special. I don't need it, but you know, I do need this product. And so they text her back, and she fulfills their order. She gets the order. She takes care of it. And you know, I was with her when another one of her clients came up and said, hey, you know, thank you for these texts. We were at a networking meeting, and this other woman came up to her and she said, you know, thank you for these texts. Normally I am one who would get annoyed by the constant barrage of texting, but these are very well done and they're interesting and I'm enjoying getting them. And I looked to her and I'm like, you know, high five, because that's the response that you want. That's the reaction that you want. And it's because she's giving value. Now, value can mean that it's a valuable offer. It can mean that the texts are just cute and entertaining. They're a cute little break from the day that you kind of look forward to as like, okay, well, what's next? You know, what's she going to send today? Kind of a thing. You know, in marketing, we say that you need to be educating or entertaining or engaging, just engaging with people. And so this little text campaign, this 12 Days of Christmas campaign that she was doing was hitting on all of those. And it's producing results too, you know. And like I say, it's not just the result of the special that she's, you know, putting out there each day. It is just generating more calls for sales. So great little case study, right? And now she did hers with text, like I say, because her customers are used to getting texts from her. But it works with anything. That would work with email. That would work with social. That would work with, it would be more of an investment, but it would work with sending a little postcard, you know. It's just the fact of doing it, and doing it consistently, and doing it in a way that people, they look forward to it. They don't see it as spam. They don't see it as, you know, an annoyance. they really look forward to it. And that's the key. You know, the key is knowing your audience well enough to know what they're going to like and then giving it to them. It sounds so simple. It is harder than it sounds because, you know, and it's going to take trial and error. It really is. But don't be afraid to text or email often. I can't stress it enough, guys. If you can get over your fear of offending people, you will find that you're going to have so much success with that. And here's the thing. Will there be a few people who are offended and they're saying, oh my God, another text? Well, yeah, maybe. You're not going to please everybody. But is what you're gaining from doing it, so in this case, are the added sales and the people who do like it, do they outweigh so do the pros outweigh the cons, right? The pros on this side are additional sales and staying in front of people and really connecting with people. And then the cons are a few people might be offended and a few people might not like it. In my eyes, the pros way outweigh it and totally make it worth, upsetting a few, right? Because if you're going to have more good responses and fewer bad responses, that's where you have to go, right? You're not going to please everybody. And yes, will some people opt out? Probably. But if they're going to opt out, they're probably not your best clients, customers. They're not your best prospects anyway. So in a way, that's a good thing. Right? It's such a different way of looking at it. But it can make such a big difference if you can change that way of looking at it. So that's it for today, guys. I hope that you go away from this with the new mindset of it is not only okay to text and email your list often. It's not only okay to do that, but you should be doing it. Make it a goal of yours to start doing it more. And if you're not doing it at all, well, first of all, shame on you. But make it your goal now to change that behavior. Make it your goal to take little steps. You don't have to email or text every single day. Now, if it's a special campaign where it's 12 days of Christmas, then of course, yes, because there's a reason to, right? That gets back to what we said at the very beginning of this. You should text or email as often as you have something that your audience finds valuable. It's up to you to figure out what your audience finds valuable. And it's up to you to give them what they find valuable, what they want. Guys, your audience wants to hear from you. I know, right? They want to hear from you. So remember that, you know, your marketing, it's a two-way street. It's a conversation. It's a two-way conversation. And you need to be the one who initiates the conversation most times. So get out there and do it. Don't be afraid. Test it out. Test out how often you should do it. Just test out how much you have to say to your audience. If you start listing out all the questions people ask or the issues that you face or, you know, the new things that you have to share, you will find that you have way enough content. You have enough content to connect with people often. Often. I hope that's helped you. I hope that's given you something to think about today as we end the week. I'd love to hear your comments. Pop them in, whether you're live or if you're on the replay, pop them in. I will read the comments that are left later as well. So don't be afraid. Don't think that you're going to miss out on getting a response, because I will respond to everybody who comments. And if you would like to get some more personal feedback and really explore this a little bit more, reach out to me. I'd love to help you and see how we can grow your business with text and email to your clients, customers, and prospects. So with that, we're going to end this for today. Do reach out, either call, and you'll find my number on the Facebook page. You'll find my number wherever you're finding this. You'll look for the contact information, and you'll find my phone number. You can email me, message me, however you would like to reach out to me. Reach out, and let's get this going for you and your business. Let's get you some results and move you forward into the success that you need for your business. Thank you very, very much for being with me today. I appreciate you as always. And if you have found this valuable, please share. Sharing is caring. And I will see you again next time on our next coffee chat. Thanks again for being with me. Make it a great day. I'll see you soon. Bye.